Chapter 2. A Different Point of View. Building on the Strengths. When I was a little boy, they called me a liar. But now that I am grown up, they call me a writer. Isaac Bashevis Singer. I like to collect labels. Any kind of labels. The kind that stick to cans, and the kind that stick to people. Today, I studied the label on a can of soup. It is brilliant red against a sharp white, bright and cheery. It makes me feel happy. There are splashes of yellow that announce to me that this is chicken alphabet with vegetables soup. It is interesting how they hide the vegetables and highlight the alphabet. On the back side, the label tells me the ingredients, and a stamp verifies that the U.S. government has inspected this soup. The label tells me a lot. Even before I open it, I know it's inside and that the government approves. Companies spend thousands, even millions of dollars designing these labels to ensure that we find them enticing and desirable. Looking at our labels. The labels that stick to people are not always as captivating. They come in many shapes and forms. Nicknames like Grumpy and Whiner. Titles like Lord Know-It-All and The Boss. And tags like Pokey and Dreamer. Some are bright and colorful and make me feel good when I hear them, like Scooter and Love. Some, like Nitpicky and Crabby, are drab and dreary and taste sour when they cross my lips. Each highlights a distinctive quality, an identifiable characteristic. They tell me what's inside of the person, even if I've never met him. Unfortunately, these names are not presented in any particular order, so I never know when I hear crabby if it means the person is a little crabby or a lot crabby. There isn't a government regulation either, so some names are true and some are not. Spirited kids seem to beg for labels, and not very positive ones. All kids get called a few names, but spirited kids manage to garner an over-